The candidates seeking the Republican nomination for circuit judge in Illinois' 11th Circuit are both McLean County natives and, of course, attorneys. But that's about where the similarities end. Paul Lawrence comes from a family of lawyers well entrenched in McLean County's legal scene. Chris Graham turned to law after working as an interpreter in Japan for Mitsubishi. Graham has served as both a prosecutor and defense attorney, and he touts his highly conservative views and unabashedly points to his political activity when greeting voters.
When they find out that, Chris Graham has been vice chairman of the McLean County Republican Party, for example, or Chris Graham has done both prosecution and defense of cases, for example. I mean, I think that those are interesting things.
Lawrence was appointed to the seat vacated when Michael Prowl retired last year. He's been a judge for 10 years, although he's never run for judge or any office. He says voters don't really care about a judge's political views.
I certainly have not advertised myself as having conservative views or moderate views or liberal views. I don't think that is an important factor when you're looking at a judge. I think it, when you're looking at a judge, you need to find a judge who is going to follow the law, and that's what I've been doing.
While Graham says he ran for Bloomington City Council 9 years ago and lost in a four-way race, Lawrence is a complete political newcomer, admits he's not comfortable in campaign mode. Political influence in judicial elections is on the upswing nationwide and in Illinois. A recent state Supreme Court race drew national attention for its multi-million dollar campaign contributions. Chris Graham has aligned himself with the county Republican Party, but he'd only received a few modest individual contributions from people associated with the party as of a few weeks to go in the race. ISU judicial scholar Bob Bradley says Graham's ideological leanings don't do the process any favors.
You should judge what the arguments are, what the facts are, and you shouldn't be looking at that from a conservative or liberal lens, because that means you're bringing an element of partiality into that that is not supposed to be there.
Bradley says Graham is drawing a distinction between himself and Lawrence. That's difficult in a judicial campaign where voters, even in higher profile races, have little knowledge about candidates. Surface issues tend to center on civic involvement and not much else. One reliable tool voters have is the ratings given to judicial candidates by the Bar Association. Lawrence proudly touts his 95.1% approval given by lawyers in McLean County, while Graham's 25% rating leaves him in the not recommended column. Graham brushes that off as insignificant, saying attorneys tend to reject his ultra-conservative views, and that doesn't mirror the feelings of voters in McLean County or Logan, Livingston, Woodford, or Ford counties that comprise the circuit. There's also one below-the-surface issue that neither candidate likes to discuss. Late last year, an organization representing companies that get sued moved McLean County off a watch list to number 8 nationally in its ranking of so-called judicial hellholes. The American Tort Reform Association defines a judicial hellhole as a place where civil judges systematically apply laws and court procedures in an unfair and unbalanced manner, usually against companies that are defendants in civil lawsuits. Madison and St. Clair counties in southern Illinois are ranked 5th nationally, in part, says the association, because only about 1 in 10 asbestos cases tried there had any connection to the area. Asbestos cases are also at the heart of McLean County's judicial hellhole status. Travis Aiken is executive director of the Illinois Lawsuit Abuse Watch. He says the main problem in McLean County is the conspiratorial nature of the cases being judged for the plaintiffs.
Companies that did not have a direct impact on exposing someone to asbestos and getting them sick are being held accountable through the civil conspiracy idea that these companies supposedly colluded to withhold evidence of the harmful effects of asbestos.
Aiken says the problem isn't the volume of cases in McLean County, but the out-of-balance size of the monetary judgments. Illinois Abuse Watch notes one jury verdict alone totaled more than $90 million last year. Despite the judicial hellhole designation, none of the judgments in McLean County asbestos cases had been vacated or overturned until a month ago, when appellate justices vacated two verdicts, one of them a $4 million judgment in a directed verdict case presided over by Judge Paul Lawrence. He directed the verdict after Honeywell refused to comply with an order to produce a former employee as a trial witness. A product safety consultant, Aiken says, had previously testified in 22 other McLean County cases. Lawrence disagrees with the judicial hellhole label and says lawyers in the county can attest to judicial fairness. Asked whether or not there are problems with asbestos cases being tried in McLean County, Graham says his work now is primarily in criminal cases, so he can't offer an opinion on the civil suits. As to his chances of defeating a sitting, although appointed, circuit court judge, Graham says it happened 10 years ago in McLean County and could happen again. I'm Willis Kern.